This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The state of Missouri is expected to get about $100 million in additional Medicaid funds over several years under a federal program intended to encourage more home and community-based services for the elderly and disabled. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced yesterday that Missouri is one of four additional states approved for the program. It's authorized under the health care law signed by President Barack Obama. The law offers a higher federal Medicaid matching rate for home and community-based services to states that now spend less than half their long-term care funds on such services but commit to expanding access. Missouri's enhanced funding begins July 1st and runs through September 30th, 2015. The other states approved Wednesday for the program are Iowa, Georgia, and Mississippi. State Attorney General Chris Koster is warning smartphone and cell phone users in Missouri about a new identity theft scam involving text messages called smishing. The intended victim receives a text message stating that he or she has won a prize or a gift card from a major retailer like Walmart or Target and is instructed to click on an attachment or link in order to claim it. New research out of MU may point to a way to stay happier for longer by extending the positive experiences from life changes. KBIA's Marie Mandelberg reports.
Psychology professor Kenan Sheldon, along with University of California Riverside professor Sonia Libomirsky, has published a study addressing happiness boosts from positive life changes. Sheldon says we tend to fade back to the happiness level we started at after the happiness boost ends, which is called hedonic adaptation. But the study has two suggestions to prevent that from happening. Sheldon says we should keep having daily experiences with the life change to stay in the moment. He also says we should not start wanting more too soon.
There's this tendency when things get better, that becomes the new normal, the new baseline, and then we want even more. The key is to kind of resist that as long as possible. And the model says the way to do that is to stop and appreciate and feel grateful for what you have.
Sheldon says a person's level of happiness is largely genetic, and that level is generally stuck in a specified range. This study addresses the question of how to stay in the top of that range. Yale University professor John DeVideo says the study of happiness goes against common sense, but can help improve people's lives.
And it really tells us that disappointment is kind of normal, and it tells us how we can adjust the way we think and what we do and how we behave in ways that will sustain happiness, and happiness is related to well-being.
DeVideo says the study changes the idea that happiness is only temporary, but rather it can be prolonged from a single event. Marie Mandelberg, KBIA News.
The Missouri Attorney General's Office is warning the public of a new scam that's targeting cell phone and smartphone users. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin reports on the scam known as smishing.
Smishing involves text messages telling recipients they've won prizes or gift cards from big-name retailers such as Walmart or Costco and instructs them to claim them by clicking on a link. Attorney General Chris Koster says clicking the link will infect phones with malware that gives identity thieves access to personal information.
We've had a number of complaints here at the Attorney General's office, so I know that it's more than just a handful of Missourians that are experiencing it. And frankly, it strikes me as such a dangerous aspect of technology that, you know, we've got to find some way to combat it.
For now, Koster recommends deleting any text messages with links unless the recipient knows and trusts the sender. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The city of Joplin will be getting more AmeriCorps volunteers to help with recovery and rebuilding following the tornado in May of last year. Wendy Spencer is the CEO of the Corporation for National and Community Service, which oversees AmeriCorps. She says Rebuild Joplin will receive $2.8 million in AmeriCorps funding. The federal investment is projected to generate an additional $1 million in cash and in-kind donations from businesses and foundations as required by all AmeriCorps grants. The grant will provide a modest living stipend for AmeriCorps members to work full-time in the Joplin area and will also provide them with college scholarships. AmeriCorps members will remain in Joplin for 3 years. Spencer says they'll add an additional 50 workers for the next 3 years for a total of 150 who will help in a variety of ways.
The goal is for our AmeriCorps members to coordinate at least 16,000 additional volunteers over the next 3 years.
Spencer says one of the best features of the grant is how it builds capacity to coordinate volunteers, so she encourages faith and community groups from all over the country to help rebuild Joplin. Rebuild Joplin will recruit Joplin residents to serve in the new positions. New AmeriCorps members will also come from across the country. They're expected to start work in Joplin sometime in September. The city of Kirksville is hosting a public open house today to discuss stormwater issues in the city. KBIA's Andrew Yost has more.
Kirksville started an initiative 2 years ago to fix stormwater problems like flash flooding and drainage in the city. Kirksville City Engineer Edward Eames says Kirksville is both on target and on budget with those projects for this year. But he says his team values community input, seeing it as an accurate benchmark for progress on the initiative.
So we're looking to find out different information and to bring people on board and just to update on what the progress is of trying to reduce flooding in their neighborhood.
Ian says some of his team's current projects include reducing the flooding at College Park, Circle Drive, and Cottage Grove. He expects the entire initiative to continue into early 2013. Andrew Yost, KBIA News.
Columbia police have confirmed that Columbia 4th Ward Council member Daryl Dudley was issued a citation for selling alcohol to a minor on Tuesday. The Columbia Police Records Department confirms that the incident occurred at the West Broadway Hy-Vee Tuesday afternoon. The Columbia Tribune reports the citation was issued by a plainclothes officer after a minor bought alcohol using a real underage ID. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.